Professions offered by his predecessors. 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 الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we welcome you to another episode of our series Professions of Pious Predecessors, رحمهم الله تعالى. As usual, let's start our episode by listening to an excellence of reciting Salat upon the Holy Prophet صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. أمين المؤمنين, the fourth Khalifa of Islam, Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza, كرم الله تعالى وجهه الكريم, has stated, Allah Almighty has created a tree in paradise, the fruit of which is bigger than an apple, smaller than a pomegranate, softer than butter, sweeter than honey, and more fragrant than musk. The branches of that tree are made of pearls, the trunk is of gold, and the leaves are of emerald. The fruit of that tree can be eaten only by that person who abundantly sends salat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, our topic for today is Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu and his source of income. Before moving towards our episode, make sure you make some good intentions. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amali. That is, a believer's intention is better than his action. Therefore, before listening to this episode, make sure you make some good intentions. Firstly, make the intention that you will listen to this episode to gain the pleasure of Allah Almighty. You will listen to this episode till the very end, and whatever you listen to in this episode, you will try to memorize it, learn it, and spread it, and share it with your friends and family. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. And whenever you hear Sallu ala al-Habib, you will recite Durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's start with some basic details on Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu embraced Islam, he kept Islam as his lineage instead of his father's name and named himself as Salman bin Islam. His kunyat is Abu Abdullah and his title is Salman al-Khair. Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu belonged to a city in Iran. He left his country in the quest of truth. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu initially was a fire worshipper. Then he abandoned that false religion and became a Christian, and then he embraced Islam. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu possessed great intellect and wisdom and was extremely wise and far-sighted. Moreover, he is amongst those personalities for whom paradise is desirous of. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu passed away during the last era of Amir al-Mu'mineen, the third Khalifa of Islam, Sayyidina Usman al-Ghani's caliphate in Mada'in on the 10th of Rajab al-Murajab, 33 Hijri or 36 Hijri. His blessed shrine is placed in Iraq. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu lived a long life of 250 or 350 years. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now let's listen to some blessed parables regarding Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu and his tawakkul. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhu states, Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to me, let us promise that whoever amongst us passes away first will relay his state to the other in the dream. I said, is this possible? He replied, yes. The soul of the believer remains free. It can go wherever it wants on this earth. After this, Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu passed away. One day, I rested for a little while after having lunch. All of a sudden, Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu came in front of me and loudly said, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I replied to him by saying, Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and asked him, what happened to you after your passing away and what rank are you on? He radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, I am in an extremely good state and advise you to always observe tawakkul upon the Almighty Allah, because tawakkul is an excellent thing. Tawakkul is an excellent thing. Tawakkul is an excellent thing. Subhanallah. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu repeated this statement 3 times. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we come to know that tawakkul is beneficial for this world as well as for the hereafter. Let's listen to some further benefits that tawakkul contains for this world as well as for the hereafter. Those observing tawakkul remain safe from distresses. As Sayyidina Data Ganjbaksh rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said, one day my accomplished murshid, that is spiritual guide, intended to go to Damascus from Baitul Jinn. Due to rain, I was finding it difficult to walk, but I glanced at my murshid. His clothes and sandals were dry. I humbly asked about the wisdom of this astonishing event, that he was safe from the mud. I asked my murshid the wisdom of this astonishing event. He replied, since I preserved my inner self from the fear of greed by abandoning my intention in the path of tawakkul, Allah Almighty has saved me from mud since then. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. What he meant to say is that by the virtue of tawakkul, I have been relieved from the worldly calamities. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Another benefit of tawakkul is that tawakkul saves one from the dependency of people. In fact, if one's tawakkul is perfect, then people become dependent upon him. Sayyidina Sulaiman rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said, if anyone observes tawakkul upon Almighty Allah with a sincere intention, then everyone, rich or poor, will become dependent upon him. But he will not be dependent upon anyone, because his Lord is Ghani, that is the independent, and Hamid, that is the praiseworthy. Subhanallah. Another benefit of tawakkul is that our pious predecessor rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states, my Shaykh rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi often used to say in a gathering, hand your destiny to the one who created you, you will attain peace. Among the countless blessings of tawakkul, the biggest blessing of tawakkul is that the iman gets protected by virtue of tawakkul. Because when shaitan attacks someone, iman is the first thing he weakens, and the person's reliance and trust upon Allah Almighty is what he weakens first. Therefore, if you want to preserve your iman, then have complete faith in the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. One noble predecessor rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi stated, a friend of mine said to me that I met a pious person. I inquired after him, asking him, how are you? He replied, state worth mentioning is only those whose iman is preserved, and it is only mutawakkileen, that is the people who do tawakkul, whose iman is preserved. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, if we want to have the great treasure of tawakkul and contentment, then we should pray for it in the court of Allah Almighty. Moreover, we should read the virtues of tawakkul and contentment, and harms of greed and stinginess. In addition to this, we should adopt the company of pious people possessing good mannerism and noble traits, as a company definitely has impact on the character and speech of an individual. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we are listening to the blessed parables of Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and in that we continued on the topic of tawakkul and why tawakkul is important and how tawakkul will improve your daily life and also your life in the hereafter. Let's move forward. Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, a man was blessed with the magnificent wealth of the world and then he lost all of it. He then began to praise Allah Almighty. The only thing he was left with was a mat to lie on, yet he continued to praise Allah Almighty. Another rich man said to him, now what are you thanking Allah Azza wa Jal for? He replied, I thank Allah Azza wa Jal for the blessings that I won't get even for the price of all the wealth of this world. The man inquired, what is that? He responded, do you not see your eyes, tongue, hands and feet, as these are also great blessings by Allah Almighty? Dear viewers of Madani Channel, from this parable that Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu has stated, we learn that a person should not only thank Allah Azza wa Jal for the wealth or happiness, but we should also thank Allah Azza wa Jal in every single circumstance. On the contrary, regretfully, we express thanks to Allah Azza wa Jal for wealth and happiness, but when a little trouble affects us in the form of illness or becoming poor, then we start complaining. If a man ponders over himself, he will find thousands of blessings of Allah Almighty that Allah has granted him. If he continues to thank Allah Azza wa Jal for these blessings throughout his entire life, even then it is insufficient. Indeed, as a matter of fact, if a man is given the whole wealth of this universe and is deprived of the blessings like hands, legs, eyes and ears, then only he will realize the importance of these blessings. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's move towards the main part of this episode, that is the source of income of Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Firstly, we heard a brief introduction of Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Then we heard some blessed parables regarding Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and we also learned the importance of tawakkul and thanking Allah Azza wa Jal in every circumstance. Moving towards the source of income, Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the governor of Madain and would receive stipend from Baytul Mal, that is the treasury. However, despite this, he gave priority to earn livelihood himself and would make baskets of date leaves. Therefore, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu said himself, I prefer to consume livelihood earned by myself. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sayyidina Hassan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states, Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the ruler of 30,000 Muslims and his stipend was 5,000 dirhams. When he radiallahu ta'ala anhu would receive his stipend, he would spend it on Muslims and would survive on making baskets of date leaves. Sayyidina Abdullah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi narrates that Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu would earn livelihood himself. When he radiallahu ta'ala anhu would earn some money, what he would do is that he would buy some meat or fish and call those inflicted with a disease and would feed them. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, when we look in the life of our pious predecessors, rahimahumullah ta'ala, we find one common thing, and that is they used to spend in the path of Allah Almighty abundantly. Same is the case with Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Nu'man rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated that I visited Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu with my maternal uncle. At that time, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu was making the baskets of date leaves. What he said was that I buy date leaves with 1 dirham, make a basket for it, and then I sell it for 3 dirhams. Then I make more baskets with 1 dirham, spend 1 dirham on my family, and give 1 dirham as sadaqah, that is as charity. Subhanallah, Azza wa Jalla. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, from this parable, we learn that Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala, who has severely disregarded this world and used to spend abundantly in the path of Allah Almighty. He would spend the entire stipend he received from Baytul Mal on Muslims and would also give 1/3 of what he earned himself as sadaqah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, following the footsteps of Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we should definitely spend some share of our income in the path of Allah Almighty. If not 1/3, how much ever is easy for you. It is stated in a blessed hadith, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, do not be miser in giving sadaqah, otherwise your sustenance will be stopped. For the sake of Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we make dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Almighty enable us to disregard this world and spend abundantly in His path. Ameen. Bijahin Nabir Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, in this episode, we heard about Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and also about tawakkul, and also about the source of income of Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and how much he used to spend in the path of Allah Almighty. May Allah Azza wa Jal also bless us with the privilege to spend in the path of Allah Almighty. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Rabin sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Keep watching Madani Channel. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, we'll be back with another episode. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
Professions offered by his predecessors. Professions offered by his predecessors. Professions offered by his predecessors. Professions offered by his predecessors.